James Alex Fields Jr. is accused of driving his car into a crowd Saturday in Charlottesville. He allegedly attacked people who were demonstrating against a white supremacist gathering. Fields is being held without bond on several charges, including the murder of one woman, Heather Heyer. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was on ABC's Good Morning America today, and when he was asked what the Justice Department would be investigating in connection to the allegations against James Alex Fields Jr., Sessions said this.
Well, it does meet the definition of domestic terrorism in our statute.
Which seems to suggest that the government is looking into a possible terrorism charge against Fields. Well, it's complicated. So NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie is here to help explain. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Robert.
The attorney general and many others are calling this domestic terrorism. Should we expect charges of domestic terrorism to be filed?
No, and there's a short and simple answer. There is no domestic criminal charge for domestic terrorism. There's this political discussion we're having, and people say, well, we call radical Islamic terrorism. We should call this when there's right-wing violence. That needs to be identified as terrorism as well. So this is a political debate. People can fall wherever they may in this discussion. But then there's also the legal definition. And so I called Neil Katyal. He was President Obama's acting Solicitor General, tried many cases in front of the Supreme Court, and I asked him about the legal definition of domestic terrorism.
The problem is that itself, domestic terror, is not a crime. It does allow the FBI to open up an investigation and to dedicate law enforcement resources not just to examining what any particular individual did, like this driver, but to examine the group as a whole.
So what options are open to the government then?
Well, according to Katyal, they have a couple options. They could look at a hate crime, for example, or a civil rights violation. And with the Patriot Act, you can open a domestic terrorism investigation. And this does give the government broad powers. And this seems to be what Jeff Sessions was referring to. You can do a lot of things. You can look at an entire group, not just the individual involved here. And again, we're just talking about federal charges here. You've got the state court, and the suspect was charged today with second-degree murder and other crimes as well.
But the federal government keeps a list of terrorist groups. How many of those groups are actually domestic groups?
Zero. Mm-hmm. The State Department has a list, about 60 groups, many of the usual suspects, Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, we're familiar with some of them, others that are more obscure, but they all have one thing in common. They're all foreign-based groups. And here's sort of an interesting hypothetical that I ran by Katyal. If the exact same thing had happened in Charlottesville, but the man in the car got out and said, I'm with the Islamic State. I did this on behalf of the Islamic State. Then theoretically, he could be charged with an international terrorist act because of that affiliation.
So domestic terrorism is, as you say, a political phrase. There's no such act. But there have been previous cases where we've heard the phrase, and they were prosecuted.
Absolutely. Perhaps the most prominent, Timothy McVeigh, back in the mid-90s. He's the guy that set off the truck bomb at a federal building in Oklahoma City, killed 168 people. But he wasn't prosecuted for terrorism. He was prosecuted for killing federal agents. He was tried, convicted, put to death. So all of these penalties are available, but just not the terrorism charge. And we've seen the government talk about terrorism with far-right extremists, the environmental movement, anti-abortion extremists, the far left, again, talking about it in general terms, but not prosecuting under that.
In fact, there's another case developing today, also in Oklahoma City. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, just on Saturday, there was an arrest of a young man named Jerry Varnell. He apparently tried to detonate a bomb outside a bank, and this is being investigated by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force as a domestic terrorism investigation, but the charge is attempting to use explosives to destroy a building in interstate commerce, not terrorism.
This is NPR's national security correspondent, Greg Myrie. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Robert.